AWS transformed 1 year. Agentic legacy modernization in production AWS transform arrived promising AI agent-driven legacy modernization. After 1 year, it's worth examining what it actually delivers, where it falls short, and what the real adoption cost is in critical systems. This analysis is grounded in concrete technical evidence, not marketing. After 16 years helping financial organizations migrate systems nobody wants to touch. COBOL on mainframe, Java eSync on bare metal servers, PLA SQL with business logic buried in triggers. I've learned that the hardest part of modernization isn't the target technology, it's understanding what the legacy code actually does. AWS Transform arrived in 2020 quarter with an audacious proposition. Use AI agents to automate exactly that analysis and transformation step. 1 year later, with the service gaining support for custom transformations, it's time for an honest assessment. What works, what doesn't, and what a senior architect needs to know before putting this into a financial production pipeline, what AWS Transform actually is and what it isn't. AWS Transform is not a magic modernization button. It is an agentic orchestration platform that coordinates static code analysis, transformation generation via language models, primarily through Amazon Bedrock, automated test execution, and a feedback loop for iterative refinement. The internal architecture resembles a step functions workflow with specialized agents, an analysis agent that builds a dependency graph of the source code, a transformation agent that generates target code, and a validation agent that runs test suites and interprets failures. The primary use case at launch was Java 8.1 to Java ZNC 21 migration with Maven and Gradle support. That is deliberately narrow, and that narrowness is an engineering virtue, not a marketing limitation. Systems with well-defined scope, known toolchain, and reasonable test coverage are exactly where agentic automation delivers real value. The problem starts when organizations try to extrapolate this to more complex scenarios, COBOL to Java, PL plus SQL to Aurora, or monoliths with circular dependencies and zero tests. The custom transformation support added at the 1 year mark changes the game in an interesting way. It is now possible to define your own transformation recipes, refactoring rules, API substitution patterns, naming policies that the agent applies as constraints during generation. This moves Transform closer to a modernization governance framework, not just a migration tool, where Transform shines, the Java case and the logic of agentic automation. The Java 8.1 into Java DevNSet 21 migration is a structurally well-suited problem for agentic automation for 3 reasons. The transformation space is finite and well documented, removed APIs, JPMS's model changes, new language patterns, the build toolchain is deterministic. Maven Gradle produces reproducible results, and validation is objective. The code either compiles or it doesn't, tests either pass or they don't. This triangle, finite space, deterministic build, objective validation, is the ideal profile for a transformation agent. In projects with test coverage above 70% and well-managed dependencies, no proprietary third-party jars without a modern equivalent, Transform can process the migrations with minimal human intervention. The internal feedback loop, where the validation agent interprets compilation failures and passes context back to the transformation agent, is genuinely useful for common migration errors such as SUN, MISC unsafe usage, removed reflection APIs, and serialization incompatibilities. The custom transformation support adds a governance layer that makes a real difference in financial environments. You can codify policies like never use java.util.tot, always replace with java.timeoclock, or every call to library X must be replaced by library Y with the specific API mapping. This turns transform into an architectural standards enforcement vehicle during migration, something that normally requires extensive manual review in code reviews. Real strengths of AWS Transform: agentic feedback loop with reasoning tracing via CloudWatch logs, auditable and reproducible, which matters in financial compliance. Custom transformation recipes let you codify architectural standards as generation constraints, not just documentation guidelines. Native integration with Code, Catalyst, and Git repositories reduces onboarding friction for teams already living in the AWS ecosystem. A loss transform-based pricing model, not execution time, is predictable for projects with defined scope. Data isolation: source code is not used to train models, a critical point for IP protection in fintechs and banks. Real limits where Transform fails in financial environments: the fundamental problem with Transform in mission-critical financial systems is not technical, it is epistemic. The agent has no way of knowing what the legacy code should do when the original intent has been lost. In core banking systems with 15 years of accumulated patches, there is often critical business logic, compound interest calculations, credit eligibility rules, regulatory exception handling that is correct not because it follows a recognizable pattern, but because it was manually fixed after production incidents and never properly documented. In this scenario, Transform can produce code that compiles, passes existing tests, and is still wrong because the existing tests don't cover the edge cases discovered in production. This is not a failure of Transform specifically. It is a failure of the modernization process without adequate test coverage. But it is a failure that the services marketing tends to gloss over. Another critical limit is the handling of proprietary dependencies. In banking environments, it is common to have a HSM, hardware security module, SDKs, connectivity libraries for clearing systems, SWIFT, SPB, CP, and mainframe system adapters that have no documented modern equivalent. The agent cannot transform what it doesn't know and has no mechanism to clearly signal. This dependency has no known mapping in a way that integrates with a structured human review workflow. The custom transformations documentation for this case is still insufficient. Finally, the agent's iteration model has a configurable attempt limit. In projects with high cyclomatic complexity and cross-cutting dependencies, the agent may exhaust the iteration budget without converging, and the intermediate state left behind is not easily resumable by a human engineer. Critical trap: passing tests equals correct behavior in financial systems. Never use automated test pass rates as the sole acceptance criterion for transform-generated code. Existing tests reflect the known behavior of the system, not the correct behavior. Before any transform migration, invest in mutation testing, PIT for Java, and contract tests based on historical production data. Without this, you are validating that the agent faithfully reproduced historical bugs, which is not modernization. Custom transformations: governance as modernization code. The custom transformations feature is, in my assessment, the most architecturally significant addition of the first year. The core idea is that you can define a set of transformation rules in a format that Transform interprets as generation constraints, and the agent applies them consistently across the entire codebase. This solves a real problem that any modernization architect knows: pattern drift over a long migration. In an 18-month migration with 50 developers, it is practically impossible to ensure that everyone applies the same refactoring decisions consistently. Custom transformations let you codify those decisions once and apply them automatically. Concrete examples of using financial environments: systematic replacement of java.util, logging with SLF4j with MDC configured for correlation IDs, Manadori for traceability in payment systems, migration of checked exception handling patterns to unchecked with standardized wrappers, and replacement of direct cryptography API calls with IWS KMS SDK calls with specific key policy configuration. The rule application mechanism still has limitations. There is no native support for complex conditional rules. If class implements interface X, apply transformation Y, else apply Z. And the documentation of how rules interact with the analysis agent's dependency graph is insufficient. For advanced use cases, you will need a dedicated engineer to iterate on transformation recipes, which is an operational cost that must be factored into planning. How to adopt AWS Transforming Financial Environments, a defensive sequence. 1. Qualify the portfolio before any execution. Run static analysis, SonarQB check style, dependency check on the source code to map, current test coverage, proprietary dependencies without a modern equivalent, cyclomatic complexity per module, and usage of APIs removed in the target version. Projects with coverage 4% or unmapped dependencies should be excluded from the initial transform scope, DUS. Build the contract test suite before migration. Use historical production data, anonymized per LGPD SDPR, to create contract tests that capture the real behavior of the system. Tools like PACT or parameterized tests with JUnit 5 are appropriate. These tests are your real acceptance criterion, not the existing unit tests trees. Configure custom transformation rules before the first run. Codify the migration's architecture rules as transformation recipes, logging patterns, encryption policies, KMS key IRNs, approved algorithms, third-party library substitutions, and exception handling patterns. This ensures the agent applies your design decisions, not its own inferences. 4. Run on isolated modules, not the entire monolith. Start with modules that have the highest test coverage and fewest external dependencies. Use feature flags to activate migrated code in production gradually. Canary release with 1%, same percent of traffic. Monitor business metrics, transaction error rate, processing latency, in addition to technical metrics. 5. Enable reasoning traces and integrate with your SIEM. Configure Transform to emit complete reasoning traces to CloudWatch logs. Create dedicated log groups with a 90-day retention, minimum for audit in regulated environments. Integrate with your SIEM Splunk Datadog Security Hub to detect anomalous generation patterns, for example, the agent repeatedly trying to circumvent a custom rule. 6. Establish a mandatory human-in-the-loop gate. Never configure transform to automatically merge generated code into production branches. The diff report generated by transform must pass review by a senior architect before merging, especially for modules that touch financial calculation logic, authentication, or integration with regulated external systems. Observability of the agentic process, what you need to monitor. One of the least discussed aspects of AWS Transform is the observability of the modernization process itself. In regulated financial environments, you cannot simply run a transformation and trust the result. You need to be able to demonstrate to internal and external auditors exactly what decisions the agent made, why, and how they were validated Storm emits reasoning traces to CloudWatch logs when properly configured. These traces include the dependency graph built by the analysis agent, the candidate transformations considered by the generation agent, the results of each iteration of the validation loop, and the custom rules applied or that failed to be applied. This is valuable audit material, but only if you configure adequate retention and structure the logs for querying. My recommendation is to create a dedicated CloudWatch log group for Transform with 90-day retention. Export to S3s with S3's object lock, WORM, for compliance, and create CloudWatch Insights queries to detect iterations that exhausted the budget without converging, signal of unmanageable complexity, custom rules violated by the agent, signal of poorly defined recipe, and modules that had a test failure rate above 20% after transformation, signal of insufficient coverage. For OpenTelemetry integration, which I use in all my platform projects, Transform does not yet emit OTLAP traces natively. The current solution is to parse CloudWatch logs and create synthetic spans via processing Lambda. It is not elegant, but it works for creating end-to-end visibility in Datadog or Grafana alongside the rest of the CI/CD pipeline. Open Rewrite as a complement, not a competitor. The combination I have found most effective in real projects is to use Open Rewrite via Moderni or directly for deterministic, well-documented transformations, Spring Boot upgrades, JUnit 4.5 migrations, import substitutions, and IWS Transform for transformations that require contextual reasoning about the code, complex logic refactoring, consolidation of inconsistent patterns, and exception handling modernization. The two tools complement each other better than they compete. My curation note. After evaluating Transform in the context of real financial projects, my position is this. Use it as a modernization accelerator for the subset of the portfolio where the preconditions are met, adequate test coverage, mappable dependencies, deterministic toolchain. Do not use it as a substitute for the human architectural analysis that must precede any serious migration. The hardest lesson I have learned in modernizations is that automation amplifies both competence and incompetence. If you don't understand what you are migrating, Transform will modernize your problems faster than you can notice. The investment in custom transformation rules is where the real ROI lies, not in automatic execution, but in codifying your architectural decisions as generations constraints, which creates a reusable asset for the entire portfolio. Verdict: promising, but still maturing for critical environments. AWS Transform after 1 year is a genuinely useful tool for the specific problem it sets out to solve. Java modernization in projects with good test coverage and a well-defined toolchain. Custom transformation support is the most important addition and transforms the service from a migration tool into a modernization governance framework, which is a much more interesting value proposition for organizations with large portfolios. The limitations are real and should not be minimized. The dependency on existing test coverage, the difficulty with proprietary dependencies, and observability still immature for regulated environments, né? For mission-critical financial environments, my recommendation is selective and defensive adoption. Rigorously qualify the portfolio, invest in custom rules before running, and never give up the human-in-the-loop gate. Transform does not replace architects, it frees them to work on the problems that genuinely require human judgment. That alone justifies the evaluation.